Christmas crackers. Supermarkets have piles of them. Boxes of foil-wrapped tubes with plastic novelties and hats that slip down over your eyes. I was standing just checking out the prices, deciding which ones to buy, when the lady next to me let rip with a string of colourful swear words. Disappointed at the boring nature of the cracker contents, she was telling her friend exactly what she thought. The friend, one hand on a pushchair, leaned forward and said something I couldn't quite catch. In response, the expletive lady turned and looked at me. Eyeing my clerical collar, she blushed and apologised, whilst her friend, now wheeling the buggy away, was shaking with laughter. Yet it seems to me that in apologising, she actually missed the point of Christmas. God became human, not to watch us to pretend to be what we're not, but to celebrate exactly who we are. Christmas calls us to be wholly human, and that includes when we're feeling angry or fed up, just as much as when we're really happy. In Jesus, God calls a spade. As he grew up, our Christmas baby was never a great fan of religious niceties. In fact, he seemed to prefer a party, something religious people of his time were a bit sniffy about. For Christmas, in calling us to own ourselves, is about being authentic, being real, to stop running away from ourselves and turn and know who we are. It's the gift that we bring to the world. Yet sometimes it feels like the tinsel, the tinned music and the ever-increasing ranges of goods for sale are the very opposite of that. We're encouraged to buy lots, to eat lots, to drink lots. And I wonder why. Could it be that for some people, it's about trying to forget who they are and pretending to be someone different, someone richer, someone with more friends, someone who gets everything they want? If this pretending is the purpose of all that buying and eating, then Christmas isn't really being celebrated at all. Instead of celebration, what's going on is denial and fakery, a smile plastered over an aching heart, a turkey plugging a hole made by low self-esteem. Yet this is not the message of the gospel. For the gospel doesn't care about swear words in supermarkets or hats on in church. The gospel doesn't care about who sits where in the club or the church. The gospel doesn't care about the things the world says matter. Indeed, the gospel doesn't care about things at all, only people, people just like you. For the message of the gospel at the heart of Christmas is that a baby Jew, born in poverty, under the jackboot of a dictatorship, really matters. This mattering is but a beginning of something amazing that teaches us that each one of us matters too. You know when people really get you at Christmas because the present they give speaks of you, speaks about you, and you feel cared for. The gift God gave in Jesus was all about each one of us. It was about saying, you matter, I matter, we matter. It was about saying, no one is excluded, all are welcome. And when the place of welcome is a dirty old stable, we can be sure that what we look like, or what we sound like, or the family we come from, doesn't matter a jot. However, there is one thing that Jesus made plain when he got older. Hypocrites, those people who pretend to be one thing whilst really being another, shut themselves out by their nonsense. The kind of person who smiles to your face and scowls at your back are frauds. And until we realise that in Jesus, God loves us because he loves us, we just can't receive the greatest Christmas gift of all, the gift of Jesus. That God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, that all who plunge into the place of his love, his life, his grace, may know what it means to be truly, authentically alive. For God at Christmas is about connecting with each one of us, the real us. God is about celebrating just who we are, just how we are, and then loving us with a delighted extravagance. This is the good news, which is what gospel means. So if it was you in the supermarket, I bet you gave God a good laugh too. And I hope I didn't look too sniffy either. Have a great Christmas, just being you.